Steelers-Ravens, 1 p.m. Sunday. Maybe not for all the marbles, but for a lot of the marbles. And we are joined now by Vinny Serrato, great Ravens expert. We are going behind enemy lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. And Vinny, we love having you on before these big matchups. Thank you so much for joining us today.
My pleasure, guys.
Is the feel in Baltimore the way it is around here? It feels like the first massive Steelers-Ravens game in a long time. Is that the sense you're getting? Is that how you feel, Vinny?
Yeah, I would say that just because there's a lot on the line. I mean, you got 7-2, 7-3, first place is on the line, and I don't think this has happened in a long time.
Vinny, how do you feel about Russell Wilson's play? I know you've been paying attention to clearly what's going on in the AFC North. Some people wrote Russell Wilson off before the season. He's 3-0. He's been playing some good football, at least from our vision. From your vision, does he pose as a threat for Sunday?
Yeah, I think he'll be a threat just because of the deep ball. You know, I mean, he's going to throw that moon ball. I mean, what did they throw, about 12 last week? He had two touchdowns and an interception. So, yeah, I think he's a threat, and he fits Arthur's offense, you know, because Arthur just needs a point guard is what he wants from his quarterback, and I think that's what Russell's doing. I mean, he's only completing 58% of his passes, but he does have six touchdowns and one pick.
Vinny Serrato joining us here on the Fan Morning Show Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. Vinny, on the flip side, Lamar Jackson having his best season, vying for a third MVP here and a second in a row. No more Greg Roman, new offensive coordinator these last couple of years. What have you seen that has allowed him, while he's always been great, to now continue to evolve?
Well, I think the biggest thing, you know, Todd Monken calls him the conductor, and they've turned the offense over to him, and he makes a lot of calls at the line of scrimmage, which Greg Roman never let him do. So, and he's got a lot better weapons. You know, he's got good receivers. He's got good tight ends. He's got a great running back. So I think all those things have helped, but Lamar has been playing spectacular because teams have tried to, you know, load the box to stop the run. They say, all right, Lamar beat us throwing, and he'll have 200 yards at the half. So, I mean, who would have thought Lamar Jackson would be third in the league in passing right now? It's crazy the way that he's playing and how well he's playing.
Ravens defense has given up 290 yards per game, passing yards per game. What do you think the main issue?
295.
Oh, man, excuse me. What do you think the main issue is with that on the back end?
A lot of it's communication is the biggest problem. Is that's what you see a bunch of times. I mean, they run a post route last week. You know, Jamar Chase running down the middle of the field and a free safety, you know, jumps, you know, a route. Why? You know, I mean, they just had a lot of communication issues. And Brandon Stevens, the one corner, you know, he can't find a ball. He's never been able to find a ball. So those have created issues. You know, the pass rush, they've got 22 sacks, so they've been doing a decent job. But there's just been way too many communication errors. And, you know, you hear the players talk and stuff, and they say, you know, it's one, you know, 10 guys do it right, one guy does it wrong. So their big thing, and Harbs talks a lot about inconsistencies. And that's the problem is inconsistencies with the defense. And when you look at the defense, this is a defense that was number one last year with a lot, almost the exact same people. So I think there's growing pains with a rookie coordinator too.
Do you think Kyle Hamilton's going to play on Sunday?
Well, 2 days ago he was on the side, you know, just kind of running. Yesterday he was doing some drills in practice, which was yesterday was Thursday's. So I would say yes. I would say he'll play because he'll be better today, better Saturday, you know, and then whatever, you know, Tordal shot on Sunday, I think he'll be playing.
When the Ravens initially signed Derrick Henry, did you think it was going to work, or was it just obvious that it's Derrick Henry and we'll just throw him in the offense and he's 6'3", 260-pound running back and we'll just be, you know, productive immediately? Did you think it was going to work immediately?
I didn't think it would work. You know, I just thought his run style was, you know, not kind of the way the Ravens were doing things. But when I saw him at the OTAs and minicamp, he was a lot niftier with his feet and quicker with his feet and had burst through the hole. So then once I saw him live and in person, then I thought it could work because I saw him lined up in the gun and stuff and the quickness that he had. So then I thought. But initially, I didn't think.
Vinny Serrato joining us here on the Fan Morning Show Behind Enemy Lines, brought to you by Monster Brewing. Patrick Queen, the last couple of weeks, has really been playing well for the Steelers, and I've read some speculate that Roquan Smith hasn't been the same guy, and maybe attribute that to Patrick Queen not being there. But we have you on, Vinny, because we trust your opinion on such matters. So what have you seen from Roquan, and is he missing his partner in crime, Patrick Queen?
I mean, both of them had over 100 tackles last year, and I think both were outstanding. Both were, you know, Pro Bowl players. So, yeah, he's, you know, because now he's basically playing with a rookie. So there is going to be some growing pains. But I would say that Simpson is probably ahead of where Queen was when he was a rookie. So, you know, there's just like Patrick had growing pains the first 5 weeks in Pittsburgh. So I think Roquan has not played as well. I expect Roquan to have a big game on Sunday because Pittsburgh's offensive line, they don't knock people off the ball very well, and they don't combo up to the linebackers very well. So I think Roquan is going to be able to, you know, make a lot of plays.
Vinny, if you had to poll Ravens fans from, let's say, 2000 till now, who would be the most hated Steeler that Ravens fans would vote for?
I'd probably say Polamalu would probably be that guy. You know, I'm guessing that. You know, I'd probably say Polamalu.
The whole Ed Reed Polamalu debates, I think, lend credence to that. I mean, both guys such special players, but both such different players. All right, one last thing here for you, Vinny. Early returns on Deontay Johnson not looking so good. What are you expecting to see from him in this game and moving forward the rest of the year, how they're going to use him?
Well, you know, Tylan Wallace, you know, who was their fourth receiver. I mean, he had over 100 yards last week. So Deontay Johnson, to me, is their fifth receiver right now, and likely he's back. So they have two tight ends. I just don't know how he's going to get a lot of balls. You know, that's the thing. So we'll see. You know, I don't expect him to be, you know, a difference maker in the game. Are they going to try to do special things for him in the game plan? I would say no. They're going to do what they do. So I don't see a big role for him, you know.
All right, I lied to you. I said that was going to be the last one. This will be the last one. Steelers have won 7 out of the last 8 in this matchup, but Lamar Jackson hasn't played a ton in these games.
Right.
What's been the common thread apart from that? I mean, they do have a 3-1 record against Lamar.
Yeah, well, the game last year, the Ravens should have won that game if the receivers would hang on to the ball.
Sure.
So, and I think going into this game, you know, every game is different what's happened. I mean, Lamar's what? He 1-3 against Pittsburgh. He's got a different team this year. Lamar's a different quarterback this year. So I don't think Lamar even looks at what's happened in the past. He's worried about what's happening, you know, on Sunday.
Vinny, we love having you on. We'd like to do it again before the next matchup and perhaps a third in the playoffs this year. Really appreciate you coming on.
All right. Now, Hootie, what you guys' score?
I got Ravens 30-27, Vinny.
I got Ravens 27-21. And then I talked to my buddy Brian Ferris, who lives in Pittsburgh and a Pittsburgh fan. He's got Ravens 35-20. He doesn't think they're going to be able to stop Derrick Henry.
Wow. Wow.
How about that? We'll see how
it
goes.
That's a Steeler fan and a Pitt alum. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pessimistic myself. Vinny, again, thank you so much, and we'll talk to you soon, I hope.
All right, guys.
Take it easy.
Thanks, Vinny.
Vinny Serrato, longtime NFL executive. I love his breakdowns because he's critical of his own guys.
Yes.
And he's critical. He views the game through an executive lens.